That sound was the sound of somebody passing you by, so I'm here on a life-saving mission. This is a Life-Saving Mission podcast. In life, you're going to be treated either fairly or unfairly. When you're treated fairly, you might still find that you've submitted a lousy proposal, or you've provided a lousy performance, or you've made an error in judgment, or you've given someone bad advice. In the unfair category, you might find that a client lies to you or reneges, that there's a selfish critique by other people who are sniping at you, even though it's not deserved, that you've been ripped off by someone, your intellectual property has been stolen, or that your plane is late and you just can't get to an appointment you desperately needed to get to. None of what I just described is about self-worth. It's all about stuff that happens. You need to stop beating yourself up about it. That's my life-saving mission. Too many times I'm talking to people lately who are beating themselves up. It's like an old Laurel and Hardy movie. Learn when you screw up. That is, treat it as a learning experience and don't do it again. Forget it when somebody else screws you up. Don't take it personally. Just get on with your life. If you don't, you're going to be suffering. I mean, there's the pain of losing a project. There's the pain of losing a client. There's the pain of someone saying that what you did is insufficient. But there's no need to suffer about it, to dwell on it, to fret, to dread. All that sucks up energy you could be using in your life and in your business. But you're allowing this kind of stuff to affect your future performances because you're beating yourself up so much. You're not at the top of your game. You're abused, actually. So what are the remedies here? If it's sincerely your fault, join the club, learn something from it, apologize if necessary, and don't repeat it. If it's somebody else's fault, learn from it, if you can, and develop a plan B so that next time, you are not vulnerable to what someone else does. My suggestions to you are to check with trusted others. Is something really your fault or not? Ask someone you trust what their opinion is. Could it have been prevented? If so, learn how to prevent it next time. Could it have been ameliorated? If so, think of the contingent actions you can use next time after you screw up or somebody screws you up. Don't capture the disappointment. Capture the learning. That's a different kettle of fish. If this stuff accumulates, this constant beating of yourself up, you're not going to last through 12 rounds. Your opponent is too tough. You won't be able to function. You're going to knock yourself out. A refusal from someone else is not a judgment about you. And an acceptance from someone else is not a judgment about you. When you reject a salesperson or a fundraiser, they're not crushed. They go on to the next client, prospect, donor, whatever. They move on. They don't even have to get up and dust themselves off. They understand rejection's part of the game. Rejection's part of growth. Every no will lead you to a yes eventually, if you're any good. So if you're not failing, you're not trying. Stop beating yourself up about it. And if you don't like yourself, only you can fix that. Start working on it.